View of Antibes, Henri Matisse. When you think of Matisse, it is probably as one among Miró, Picasso, and others of the modern avant-garde, or perhaps as a founding member of the Fauvist movement. But here, with View of Antibes, he has returned to the more traditional Impressionist style. The 1920s, when this work was painted, was a mini golden age for Matisse. He's comfortable, confident, and relaxed. You can see it in his use of colors, a departure from his famous reclining figures, and in his freedom to produce this more traditional work amidst a period of colorful wallpapers, North African textiles, and subjects adorned in Middle Eastern dress. In fact, View of Antibes is very similar to Monet's painting of Etretat. Although in different regions of France, both are depicted from a high vantage point and focus on the effects of color and light. Matisse and World War II. Although a year-round resident of Nice, right near where this painting was done, Matisse had the unfortunate luck to visit Paris just as the Nazis decided to invade. Fortunately, however, he was able to return home safely in the relatively untouched south of France. Although his son Pierre, an art dealer in New York, often pleaded with Matisse to leave Europe, the artist refused to go. "If I leave, I'll feel like a deserter," he told Pierre. "I have to stay in France. It's the right thing to do." Pierre Matisse, for his part, helped many exiled artists fleeing to the United States from Europe. He even helped organize a special exhibition, a crucial turning point career-wise for many of the artists seeking refuge in a new home.